This is Northwest News on KNKX. The state of Washington is leading 14 states in challenging the Trump administration and federal court in Spokane on Thursday. The states are asking the judge for a preliminary injunction to block a new rule from going into effect. They say the rule jeopardizes public health because millions of immigrants who are here legally will withdraw from public benefits, such as Medicaid, because they're afraid of being deported. KNKX reporter Ashley Gross has the story.
Two toddlers are playing in the lobby of International Community Health Services in Seattle's Chinatown International District. ICHS is a federally qualified health center. It provides health care to vulnerable populations on a sliding scale. These two kids are U.S. citizens, but their parents are not. They originally came here from China. There's a poster here on the wall showing what food families can receive through the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program. It's known as WIC for short. Low-income families can get milk, cheese, eggs, fruit, vegetables, and other food through the program. This mother has received WIC benefits since she got pregnant more than 3 years ago. But her husband says he's concerned that getting this assistance will jeopardize their ability to become citizens. He agreed to be interviewed on the condition that his name not be used.
I'm very worried about this situation.
He earns an income working in a sushi restaurant, but it's not enough. He says his family needs the food they get through the WIC program. Lots of immigrant families are fearful right now. Aaliyah Hawk oversees nutrition services for ICHS. She says for more than a year, she's seen families come and withdraw from WIC and other programs such as medical and dental care. She would ask them why.
At first, they wouldn't tell you. They would say, no, we love you, we like you, and you know nothing wrong with you, but we just don't want to be on that. And when we insisted that, I said, I need to know why. I mean, what's the problem? They said, I don't want to be deported.
This all stems from a federal rule going into effect later this month that critics say is a radical overhaul of immigration law. The Trump administration wants to redefine what had been an arcane clause known as the public charge test. In the past, it was a way for the government to reject immigrants who were very poor and likely to primarily depend on the government for their subsistence. Now, the Department of Homeland Security has expanded the rule. Immigrants who are in the country legally, who temporarily get public benefits like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or Medicaid or a housing voucher, will have that count against them when they apply for a green card. Here's Ken Cuccinelli, Acting Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Through the public charge rule, President Trump's administration is reinforcing the ideals of self-sufficiency and personal responsibility, ensuring that immigrants are able to support themselves and become successful here in America.
On multiple levels, we think this public charge rule violates federal law, and we anticipate winning like we have in 21 straight cases.
Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson. He says this new public charge rule is unlawful in a number of ways, including that it conflicts with laws previously passed by Congress. But he says it's part of a larger pattern in how the Trump administration approaches immigration.
They just seem to have no sympathy for immigrants who may not look like them or may not have the material possessions that the members of this administration have.
And what's at stake is not just the health of immigrants who decide to drop Medicaid coverage or nutrition assistance out of fear. Public health officials say we'll all be at risk for contagious diseases if people shun preventive medical care entirely. Michael Erickson is chief executive of NeighborCare Health, another federally qualified health center in the Seattle area.
We're just getting through a measles crisis. Do we want people vaccinated to create public health? Yes, we do. We have people that are likely going to be choosing not to be immunized.
Back at the ICHS office, the young Chinese family is heading out with their WIC food voucher. WIC is not one of the benefits listed in the new public charge rule. But the fear is so deep in immigrant communities that Aaliyah Hawk thinks it's a big reason why her WIC caseload dropped last year and has continued to fall this year. And she's worried that once the rule goes into effect, it will get even worse.
It's going to be chaos. Instead of raising healthy communities, we are going to have sick communities that are going to make more communities sick.
And Washington State's lawsuit says caring for those sick communities will still wind up costing taxpayers in the form of emergency room visits by people who no longer have health insurance coverage. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.